2 of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Well, I just didn't know what to say. Hayes Tressler hadn't been lying when he told me about robbing the depot and shooting Sam Fletcher. A man doesn't confess to something like that when he thinks he's ready to cash in, no. And as for George Rabbit, he'd caused folks trouble ever since he was a kid. He'd been mixed up in all sorts of gunfights, too, fights that usually ended up somebody else dying. But he hadn't killed Sam Fletcher. That's one thing he hadn't done.
Well, looks like Tressler's still with us.
Yeah. Well, I'd better get moving.
Well, you want us to take him into town for you, Britt?
That's a good idea.
No, thanks. You see, I gave him my word that he was going to a medical doctor.
I don't get you.
You see, he was afraid he might be lynched.
Well, we ain't got no grudge against Tressler, Britt. Oh, I guess he's as mean as they come, but he ain't never given us no bother in Sunset.
Is that so?
I told you. We didn't even know he was in these parts.
Well, I guess you should have known it, Doc.
Huh?
He's the man who shot Sam Fletcher.
Oh, I know what you're up to, Britt. You're just joshing us. You're trying to make us feel like we've done something wrong and take care of George Rabbit.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that Tressler told me he's held up the stage depot last night and he killed the fellow in charge.
You ain't serious.
I'm about as serious as I can be.
Oh, but, Britt, that don't make sense. Why, it had to be Rabbit.
What made you so sure?
Well, we knew he broke jail. And somebody said they thought they seen him in town yesterday. Now, let me see who. Oh, it was Johnny Silks, I think.
Yeah, and we picked up his trail not far from the depot.
Well, he led right to that cabin on Walnut Creek where we found him.
He admit the robbery and the shooting?
Well, you don't expect a man to admit a thing like that when he knows there's a rope waiting for him.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you.
Oh, no, wait. Now, hold on now, Bridget. You're wrong about this. Why, you just gotta be wrong.
You think I'm lying, Doc?
No, of course not, Britt, but everything pointed to Rabbit.
Well, maybe Tressler was just making that up, what he told you.
Well, how did he find out about the robbery, then?
Well, I...
Now, Britt, you know we wouldn't have done anything if we weren't certain in our own minds that we were right. Why, you know that. It's possible we made a mistake. Well, I'm not saying that we did, but it is possible.
No.
Well, even if we did, Rabbit deserved hanging. He's deserved it for a long time.
Yeah,
that's what I'm getting at. We didn't do any harm, Britt. Not really.
You didn't, huh?
Oh, of course not. But if you were to tell folks about this, well, they might not see it our way. They might figure that we took too much on ourselves. So you won't say anything, will you?
Well, all I'm doing is taking Tressler into town. Whatever he says after he gets there, that's up to him.
Well, I know,
well,
but
don't
I don't
need
know, but...
to worry about Tressler. He ain't going to say nothing.
Huh?
Well, take a look.
Yeah, he was dying. Wasn't any doubt about that. I cut the rope that was holding him on the scar's back and carried him over to a dry space just off the trail. And just before I could put him down, he gave a little shudder and I felt the life ease out of his body. Well, he'd been right about one thing. Nobody would ever hang Ace Tressler.
Guess that saves your trip into Sunset, eh, Britt?
Well, I was heading for there anyway, Frosty.
Oh?
As long as I've come this far, I might as well go the rest of the way.
Well, I don't...
Now, look here, Britt. Ace is dead.
Yeah?
Well, then don't you see that there's nobody to say whether he was the one who killed Sam Fletcher or not?
Nobody but Britt.
That's right.
Now, suppose we did go off half-cocked. Suppose we were kind of hasty with Rabbit. Well, we're sorry about it, but there's nothing we can do for him now.
It seems you told me that before.
Well, it's the truth, ain't it?
Sure.
Well, then what would you gain by getting us into hot water? Letting people know that we kind of overstepped the mark?
Is that what you call it? Overstepping the mark?
Well, it'd be different if Rabbit was innocent.
Well, somehow I got the idea that he was.
Well, yes, of this robbery, maybe, but,
I had a brother, Ponsett. He'd be alive today if it wasn't for George Rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you hung him, to get even for your brother?
No, of course not. We were just doing our duty as citizens. We thought he shot Sam Fletcher.
Well, why are we standing here arguing? If Ponsett wants to try and make trouble, well, he ain't got no proof. It's his word against ours.
That's right. Cliff's right. We can even say that Revit confessed. Why, everybody at Sunset will believe us.
Well, then, I don't see what you're so worried about.
Well, we ain't worried, Britt. Not really, of course we're not. I know you pretty well. We've been friends a long time. Why, you're not going to go out of your way to stir up a hornet's nest? No, I'm sure of that.
Well, I ain't so sure. Just a minute, Ponsett. You're not leaving here yet.
Now, Frost.
And, boys, it's about time we start using our heads. If he goes into town and spreads this story around, they'll all believe it. Whatever Britt Ponsett says, that's gospel.
But he ain't going to say anything.
That's right, he ain't. Because he ain't riding into Sunset. He's turning around heading east.
Is that so?
I know you're a fast man on the draw, but there's five of us. You're not that fast.
No, I reckon I'm not.
Now, we don't want to get into any mix-up with Britt Frosty.
What do you want? People to start saying we murdered George Revit?
Murdered?
Well, that ain't what we done at all.
His family might not agree with you, Cliff, if they found out the truth about that holdup last night. And he's got a brother, too.
Well, maybe there is something in what Frosty says, but we can't stop Britt. Now, if he takes it upon himself...
We stopped Revit, didn't we?
Frosty!
Put that gun away.
Sure, I'll put it away. After I'm sure that Ponsett's riding east. And I'm warning you, Britt. You ever breathe a word about what Pressler told you?
I don't like being ordered around, Frosty.
Then just keep away from Sunset. Now move. I said...
Well, I held my ground. I knew Frosty Ender pretty well. I knew he wouldn't shoot. His business with Revit had pushed him into deep water, but not that deep. I watched his jaw muscles tighten up, and I saw a little bead of sweat begin to gather between his eyes, and for a minute nobody said anything. And then Ty Barstow shoved forward.
I told you to put it away, Frosty. Wasn't what we already done today bad enough? You want to kill somebody else?
We done nothing wrong. Get that through your skull, Ty. Revit deserved to hang, and we hung him.
What about Britt? Suppose he deserves being shot?
No. No, not unless he asks for it.
That gun you're holding just proves how wrong we were this morning. If we'd been right, you wouldn't need it.
Shut up.
If we'd been right, we wouldn't be standing here feeling ashamed. Even you feel ashamed. That's why you don't want nobody to hear about it. That's why you're threatening Brady.
Yeah, and I'll make good on that threat, too.
Enough,
no, you won't. Because we're going into Sunset and tell him what happened. We're going to take our medicine.
You gone, loco.
And it ain't just because Revit didn't kill Sam Fletcher, even if he had. No, he still wouldn't have been right. Oh, I reckon we wouldn't have found out so quick, but we'd have found out sooner or later.
You know what's the matter with you, Ty? You're yellow. You got a streak a yard wide down your back. You were just as anxious to string up Revit as the rest of us. Things didn't turn out the way you figured.
Yeah, that's true enough.
Yellow, that's what you are, clear through.
You've got the gun, Frosty. You can stop me if you want to. Doc, you coming along?
Yeah.
Cliff, Harve, no kidding.
Sure. Hey, you crazy fools, we didn't do nothing wrong. What's the matter with you? Hey, why can't you see that?
Frosty kept on yelling until they were almost out of sight. And then he turned and shook his head like he couldn't figure out what had happened. I picked up Tressler's body and I laid it across Scar's back. And Frosty swung around and stared at me.
If it hadn't been for you, folks would have said we'd done fine. Nobody would have known about Tressler. Why'd you have to meet up with him today? Why?
Because it snowed last night and his pony stumbled and he needed another horse.
That ain't no reason.
No, maybe not, Frosty. Maybe not. You coming into town?
Yeah.
Let's go.
$50,000 trained nurses are needed now, today. Nurses to serve humanity in hospitals and private duty, in teaching and research, in the Veterans Administration and the Armed Forces. And although a nurse's training means a thorough professional education at far less expense than 4 years of university, it offers a curriculum which includes such fascinating studies as psychology, sociology, and chemistry. And upon graduation, the student becomes a registered nurse and in some schools obtains a Bachelor of Science degree as well. These, then, are the facts of a nursing education. The need has never been greater. The opportunities for a vital, useful career have never been finer. For further information, we suggest that you contact your nearest hospital. The Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt and is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Robert Griffin, Harry Bartell, Lamont Johnson, Howard McNear, and Forrest Lewis. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam. The entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Oh, by the way, you'll be interested in knowing that the Six Shooter has been chosen for broadcast to our men overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. This is John Wall speaking. Tonight, listen to Sunday at Home on the NBC Radio Network.